Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo Eight Foxtrot Lima Yankee Monitor.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFASSO calling ACAAC. KFASSO calling ACAAC.
This is KENFOY. Sorry, wrong button. Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee monitoring.
Back on the chain, gang.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee monitoring.
KF8FSO calling ACAAC, you got a copy?
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon. What's got you out and about? I think you had work, didn't you?
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm out and about between clients. Just left with one client in Clinton Township and heading to meet another one for a couple of appointments in Rochester Hills. That's what's got me out. And I think I need to find a Starbucks to drive by. I think if I do the Michigan left here on Hall Road, there's a Starbucks on the way.
They're both on the north side, unless you go east toward I-94. There's one on the south side. But the two of them between there and Utica are on the north side. One's about Heidenreich-ish, and the other one's about Lakeside Mall area-ish. I don't know where, but there'll be two of them on the northern side as you're heading that way, and that sounds like the direction you're going. Otherwise, you got to wait to Rochester Road, and there's one just south of Rochester. And as far as on your path.
Well, aren't you the Starbucks expert? No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm a little too far west for the Heidenreich one. I'm Romeo Plank now, so I will catch the one that's a little further west. I know that one. I've stopped by before. It's Romeo Plank or whatever Shaner turns into, but yep, that's probably the plan. Hey, I noticed that the repeater sometimes has a letter H.
Don't know why I picked that courtesy tone, but that is the courtesy tone when it is not linked. So, we had a problem with the network. I couldn't figure out why. Fred rebooted some things, which I didn't have a method to do, and then I got in there and got it reconnected, so we're reconnected now. But, yeah, that is the courtesy tone to tell you that we are not linked.
Okay, so I'll assume it's H for home or something. All right. Fair enough. What have you out and about?
I don't know that I gave it any consideration. I just wanted something that really stuck out and, you know, it just seemed to, for me, it just seemed to, like, really stand out. You know, it's like something's happening, so. The problem is it's not reliable. It there are times when we're not connected where it is not giving the H, and then I've never heard a situation where it was giving the H where it was connected, but there are times where it's not connected where it doesn't. So I don't know what the criteria, what the trigger point is for it. So, but I'm just sitting here. I watch the USA men's hockey team beat Canada in overtime. Enough overtime, that was fun. And then I just been putzing around here. Fred and I were just BSing on the bat phones in the FBI conference bridge. And that's about it. I did, darn you. I saw a cassette deck. God darn you. Why you got me looking at cassette decks?
Oh, must resist. Must resist. I don't say that. I won't say that the novelty has already worn off, but it might be close. I don't know. I made a recording. I took a CD. I don't know, a CD? I don't remember. Hold on a second here. Somebody's trying to merge into me. What was I saying? Oh, cassette. Yeah, I... Before you go buying a cassette deck, I think you gotta get your you-know-what set up. So, do that part first.
Yeah, I'm an accumulator. That's what I do. But, no, I just happened to, I wasn't looking. I just happened to roll past a Nakamichi Jeep. And I just says, damn it. I can think of nothing I would do with it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I gotcha. So I found a couple of tapes that I had recorded from a CD onto cassette tape, you know, ages ago, and used a good, you know, high bias position to tape and, you know, used the Dolby B encoding, and I played it back, and I'm like, I was pleased. I'm like, okay, this is not bad. And then I recorded a record. I think I grabbed like an album and I thought, all right, I'm going to use a new position 4 tape, metal tape. And so I did the same thing and I engaged the Dolby and I recorded it and I played it back. I'm like, darn, this sounds pretty darn good. And they're like, that was it. That was my curiosity was satisfied at that point or something. And I'm like, well, okay, now what am I going to do? It's going to sit here in an awkward place on the shelf. I actually had put a little card table out or a little tray table I set out just so I could get the thing up to an appropriate level where I could see the level indicators and stuff without looking at a weird angle. So it's kind of in the way now. It's not convenient. But, so anyhow, well, I see the siren call of the siren right here. So I'm going to turn in and get a cup of Joe, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. K8DB.
Yuppers. We'll be here. W8FU.
10-8. Nacho. Mama.
Okay, the person that chimed in, your audio was significantly lower than Don's, so I was not prepared for it, and I didn't hear. I just heard something.
Ah, okay, it's me, N8NM, and I probably have to adjust this thing. I'm just getting everything set up.
There you go. Hey, Steve-O. So I heard you guys made it down. You took a nice nap. I called your darling bride, and I was going to just talk with her for a little bit, but she didn't pick up. This was the other day, before you guys left, and I figured, well, tell her she doesn't want to talk to me. I understand, but no, I just wanted to talk to her directly and see how she was doing and all that. But I take it you guys are down there, all's good, and now you can just enjoy for a few weeks anyhow.
Yep, that's the plan. She went to the grocery store, and she had put her phone in Do Not Disturb mode a few days ago and didn't figure it out till yesterday, so that's why she didn't pick up the line. She learned that from me.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. That's, that makes sense. But, me, I got to have my phone. I got to have it by me and on. It's not because I'm still working or anything like that. I just, even if I don't get a call or something like that, I use it for so many other things. I use it for texts and social media and, and all sorts of communications platforms. I generally always got to have mine nearby. So it's just a matter of how you're wired, I guess.
Yeah, somebody reversed my polarity a long time ago, and I ain't been right since. What are you going to do? So, anyhow, yeah, just getting things set up. She's at the store. I just got done vacuuming out here in the lanai and getting all the furniture set up, dragged the cushions out of the house so that we have some room to walk around in there. Yeah, it'll take me a day, and then we'll be good. So anyhow, I'm going to get back at it. I heard you guys in there, thought I'd jump in and say, hey, and make sure this stuff still works. So we'll catch up with you later. W8Foo from N8NM.
All righty. Glad to hear you made it. Get things situated, and we'll have to... Well, just real quick, just how long are you guys down there for? Are you going to still try to stay until you're, typically you came back after Easter? You might just comment on that, but we'll talk to you. W8FU.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're looking at the 15th, as long as weather permitting. She has an appointment on the 17th of March, so we have to be back before St. Paddy's Day, so that gives us, about 3.5-4 weeks? I haven't really sat down and looked at it, but it'll be worth it. It's nice. It's nice to just be out of that cold air.
Sounds good. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Duff B8 at you.
3-3-10-8-NM. N8NM, K8DB. AABD.
W8VIJ, Waterford.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, monitoring.
Yeah, go ahead, station. I'm sorry, I had volume up on some other radio. Go ahead.
Hold on, is this KA8?
I don't know what's going on, but I heard you say K something or other, and then I'm not sure if somebody was stepping on you or your microphone cut out.
What's your call sign?
Yeah, the call is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet, W-A-C-K. The name is Greg, Golf Romeo at Golf. I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township, Michigan.
Never mind, you just sounded familiar. How's it going for you today?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing fine, and I'm just trying to sort out some wires here in my shack. How about you, and what's your name?
My name is Sean.
Well, very nice to meet you, Sean. And can you tell me your call? I'm going to write it down and put it on my cheat sheet.
K-E-8-F-L-Y.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Frank Lima Yankee, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good there, Sean. Where are you located?
Shelby Township, Michigan.
Oh, very good. Nice signal into the repeater, Sean. All right, I'm going to get back to doing what I'm doing here. Thanks for coming back to me anyway. I was testing the radio out here. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again. Have a good rest of the afternoon there, Sean. K-E-8-F-L-Y-W-8-P-I-J. 7-3.
7-3-2. This is K-E-8-F-L-Y. Monitor.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FQN, listening. KFA-FQN, clear. Hold on.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Oh.
KFA FQN listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November listening. KFA FQN clear.
KB8GUZ, KF8FQW, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8CUZ, KF8FQW, radio check.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Dial me up when you get settled in. KE8 BSI. Copy that. KZAZ.
What did you put in the cup with the label, man? Some chili?
Eric, twice in one day. I haven't talked with you in like months, and twice in one day. I love it. Now, Greg and I ended up, I was going to go to the store and get a pork chop and to grill it, because my wife's not a fan of pork, and she was out this evening, and so I thought, go get a pork chop, and then I looked outside, I'm like, do I really want to grill? Nah, and as I mentioned to you on the node, me and Greg and Dave, we were all going out separately for dinner, and Greg is, you know, like 15 minutes or so from me. And I thought, well, maybe he hasn't grabbed dinner yet, so I called him quickly and said, hey, did you get your food yet? And he said, no, not yet. I said, well, let's go to Hamlin Pub on 25 and Van Dyke. So we went over there, and long story short, which I love when people say that, because that means I've already gone on way too long. There's a Coney Island just a few stores down, and my wife loves the lemon chicken rice soup, which I do not like at all. But she loves it, so I stopped in there and got a takeout of their lemon chicken rice soup. So there you go.
Very good. Well, back when I was working, unlike the dreg that I am now, I used to go to Kirby's and get their lemon rice soup. It was like one of the sides with my burger. I get that. I like it.
Yeah, she would eat it every day. In fact, she's going to eat it twice today because she has some for breakfast this morning. Greg and I had, we met up there at the Coney for lunch yesterday, and I got her a little cup of that soup. So she got that this morning for breakfast. And she's out now, but when she gets home, she'll probably have this tonight. So twice in one day. To me, it's just odd. I don't expect the taste of lemon when I'm eating soup. And it's not a mild lemon. It's not like, oh, there's a hint. It's like lemon forward, and it's weird to me. It doesn't work. But I can see, you know, it's just if you like lemon and you're expecting that, that would be decent. Sometimes just not.
WADAP. Well, the Kirby's down at 12 and Mound. Just like you originally said, just a very light hint of lemon. They don't put barely in it at all. And actually, you know, I'm not one for putting any kind of weird stuff in my, you know, mixtures, but it actually works because they do it right. It's very, very light, and you can barely notice it.
Oh, no, see, I would like that because I like chicken with lemon on it. Or, you know, there's so many different chicken recipes that you use and you put slices of lemon in when you're cooking it. I like that. But this one is, it's like lemon. The first thing you get is this hit of lemon, and I just, it's tart, and, you know, it's lemon, sour. She loves it. I just make a face. So now it's kind of a joke. She's like, you want to try some? You want to split this with me? And I just look at her, and she laughs.
Yeah, well, back to a long story short, hopefully about a month from now I'll be able to, still not going back to work in a month, but I should be able to, if things keep going, I should be able to drive, as I'll be well past the 3-month mark and won't have to wear the brace. I'll probably still wear the back brace when I'm driving, but yeah, it looks like I'll be able to drive a car. Like I said, it's a way longer recovery than it should have been because of a bunch of stuff I don't want to get into on the radio, but anyhow, maybe Greg could fill you in. Greg could give you permission to fill him in on the things that I had after the surgery. Anyhow, hopefully within a month I could be driving around a little bit.
That would be fantastic. And it's not hopefully, it's in a month. Driving around again. I'll go ahead and put it out there. God willing, and he is, so you're going to get there, definitely. sub. In fact, I'm surprised I'm making the repeater right now. I'm in kind of a dead spot. So I'll let you go for WATAP KZAC. Have a great evening, Eric. We'll talk to you soon after yours.
Very good. Well, good to hear you guys talking on the repeater. The repeaters are getting pretty quiet lately, but things are starting to pick up. All right, man, catch you later. Enjoy your, hope your wife, I should say, enjoys your soup there. Talk to you later. Don't forget the oyster crackers. Don't tell me you forgot the oyster crackers. Catch you later.
No, I got the oyster crackers. I got two bags. So I love those things. Maybe I'll tell her I forgot them. I'll just eat them like chips. Okay, see you.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WATP.
KFADIC.
Good evening, Jack. How are you doing? Sorry for the echo.
Good evening, Brian. I'm doing fine. How about you? And where are you? Outside with that weather?
Good evening, DRC. How are you tonight?
Very good. How about you?
Well, I'm done bowling, thank God. I'm on my way to go get some food this evening with all this wintry mix that's blowing around out here.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know, is it slippery out there? And here, there's snow on the ground.
All I know, because I'm pulling out of the parking lot now, is they said there's slippery spots, so be careful. So, I guess where they haven't salted relatively recently, it might get a little slick. I'll let you know in a minute or two.
I won't worry about it, Brian. I'm not going nowhere. I'm sitting here watching TV.
Did you watch any of that hockey game this morning?
Oh, but the other day I watched that Olympic hockey game. I watched it about an hour.
Well, I thought it was supposed to start at like 8:30, but at about 8:15 this morning, they started the men's gold medal game, which was against USA against Canada. And even though I was supposed to be paying attention in church, I was watching the game on my phone. But, yeah, the men's team won. And yesterday it was USA versus Canada for the women's hockey gold medal, and USA won.
Always USA number one to me.
Now, it's number one to me, too. I mean, I was in the military also. And all that good stuff, but
Yeah, it was just kind of cool. 46 years ago on this day, the men's hockey team beat Russia for the gold medal in the Olympics as well. Anyways, yeah, it was a great game. The final score was 2-1, and it was really, really a hard-fought battle. I feel sorry for the people that lost. Somebody had to win.
But you know what? If you go back, Canadians always won those games. It really is. Canadian used to be number one on the hockey.
Well, a lot of the people, were Canadian at back when it was the amateurs and that sort of stuff. It was a lot of Canadians because hockey originated in Canada. But we've got some good American players. They kept Dylan Larkin off the board and a few others, but the Tkachuk brothers were up there mucking it up and along the boards and all that sort of stuff, and it came down to, I didn't see the Canadian goal, but I know the American goal, the first goal, was just really sweet play by the guy, and it was lucky that he got the goal, and of course on the turnover in overtime, they won it on a turnover, so yeah, it was a great game though. I love hockey and I love this game.
You know, about, 5-10 years ago, we used to have a good leader, and he never lost. And they took him to the Olympics, and he won. He won over there for the hockey people. And it was a few of them from Michigan. And really, they did a good job on that when they went over there to the Olympics. I was watching it all the time. I like hockey. My brother's wife liked hockey, and my sister liked hockey. I mean, and I have two nephews. They love hockey.
Well, way back in the day when I was dating my wife, I played hockey and. She used to go sit up in the stands by herself, even in the summertime when she was freezing because she forgot to bring her jacket or she had shorts on. She'd sit there and watch me play, and she learned enough to be interested by it just because it was one of my passions. But yeah, I used to play hockey back in the day, and I loved it.
Back then, when I came here, I used to play baseball. 5 days a week in that school, and out of school. We used to go play on 8 Mile. It used to be the Armory. I don't know if you know that or not. We used to go there and play there 3 days a week.
I used to play softball at Softball City, which was Woodward and 8 Mile Road, but yeah. Nope, I played softball in the summertime and hockey in the wintertime, and then it got to the point where I was playing the hockey all year round and softball in the summertime. And it was twice where I had to run from either the hockey arena to the softball fields or from the softball fields to the hockey arena. But that's what, young guys did anyways back in the day.
I always liked the baseball. Yeah, I was second place, and we always won. We never lost. I don't know why, but we always won.
Yeah, well, back before I blew out my knee, I used to play right field, and in softball you could play 4 outfielders, but we kind of cheated one guy in and played 3 traditional fielders. And we used to do really well at that. But then after I blew out my knee, I catch, but I still played. Us young guys, well, I'm not so young anymore, but it was in my blood. I needed to do it. And after I tore my ACL, I didn't have it replaced, but I rehabbed the knee and wore my knee brace, and I still played.
Yeah, I do say, well, you know, it was a good time back then. And I don't know about now. It doesn't sound like it used to be just like back then. Really, we had so much fun playing. You know, we even had a house on Middlebelt that had seven acres up there. And we used to play golf. Small stuff, not big. You know what I mean? And that's how it is.
Yeah, well, you know, we're older and smarter now, supposedly. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think I could do what I used to do back then, but, God, I wished I could. It's so much fun. But now I bowl and I golf because I can still do those things without too much effort. And this is how I try and stay fit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, are you almost there? You got money at the restaurant?
I'm just getting on 696 at the Quinder. I got to go down to Grash in a couple more minutes. But, yeah, no, I called out on my new walkie-talkie. I wanted to see if it would work. But driving, I'm using the truck radio.
Well, that radio sounds very clear and very, very good. Not even scratches in there at all.
Yeah, well, I got the Wally antenna on top of the roof. We'll call it the Wally antenna. The one that he ordered, I forget who makes it. Tram, I think it is. It's a nice little antenna for running around in the city. It'll be a couple months before I get a chance to test it going up north on up to the property. I don't think I'll be going until March sometime.
I see. So you haven't been there at all? Oh, that's. I see what you're saying. I thought you went up a couple of weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, back the end of January, I went up to Traverse City. And then during the ice and windstorm that we had, after that, the trees come down and I haven't been able to make it up there. It's been too cold or too snowy to work on clearing that up yet, so, sometime next month, I'll get up there and clear that all out so it's ready for spring.
You got a little tractor, aren't you? KFADRC.
No, I don't have anything with a loader or anything like that. All I got is lawnmowers. But we just take the log splitter out to wherever the tree is, cut it up, split it, stack it in the trailer, haul it in, stack it up so that my wife can burn it at the fire pit.
So now you got, when you go up there, you got a lot of work to do when you go up there.
That's what keeps me young, Jack. That's how I stay young.
Sure do stay young with picking up the logs, cut the logs, do this, put it on the wagon, take it over there, stack it up. It will keep you young, 100%.
Yeah, well, all the people that don't have property in the woods, they pay a gym membership. I just go up and cut up trees. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That is the best thing to do. Instead of pay money to get exercise, that is a good exercise.
Been doing it for well over 30 years, so, yeah. Anyway. That's how I try and stay young anyways, but, all right, it's going to be a minute or two, and I'll be pulling into the parking lot of the restaurant, so all right, let's start wrapping this up now. I will talk at you later, definitely look forward to hearing from you on the morning brew during the week. We'll talk at you later, Jack 73.
Bye bye, and good talking to you always. Always, always. That's the way I look at it. Have a good evening. Drive safe. Don't do what I do. KFA BRC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KSA CBG.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.